Nolte, Another Week, Another Disney Theatrical Flop with Turning Red. By John Nolte on February 12, 2024. The Disney Grooming Syndicate released Pixar's Turning Red in 1,560 theaters over the weekend and grossed a total of $535,000. According to Box Office Pro, that works out to, try not to laugh, $343 per screen. You know what? Go ahead and laugh. Listen, I understand that Turning Red has been available at Disney Plus for a few years now. No one expected it to gross $100 million or even $20 million. But only a little over a half million dollars in 1,563 theaters? Holy moly. That sucks. Disney sucks. But this is what happens when a monster like Bob Iger turns what was the most trusted brand for children in the world into an organization that preys on children and seeks to destroy their innocence. Taking your small child to a Disney movie was an American tradition, a way for parents and children to create memories together. Today, you risk exposing your child to dangerously influential sexual perversions, destructive lifestyles, and left-wing conspiracy theories about climate change. And I should point out that many of the past Disney movies parents and children attended together were re-releases like Turning Red. It wasn't about whether we had seen the movie before. It was about sharing that tradition and experience. Today, that experience is toxic and polluted with sex, unappealing characters, and themes that encourage narcissism instead of modesty, decency, and self-sacrifice. This latest box office humiliation comes less than a month after Disney's wide theatrical release of Pixar's Soul crashed and burned in 1,350 theaters with a $557,000 gross. This is not the way Disney theatrical re-releases used to perform. If you're looking for an apples-to-apples comparison, here's what I laid out last month. When Disney's 30-year-old Nightmare Before Christmas was re-released into theaters last October, a movie everyone's seen and is just as available at home as Soul, it grossed $4.3 million over that first re-release weekend. Over three weekends, it grossed $10.2 million. Soul will be lucky to cross $2 million before theater owners revolt over playing a movie that earns fewer ticket sales than Battlefield Earth. And that was Nightmare's third re-release. You see, parents know Disney's Nightmare Before Christmas is safe because it came before Disney decided to prey on, queer, and groom prepubescent children. Last year, Disney re-released the 30-year-old Hocus Pocus in 1,430 theaters and grossed almost $5 million. Turning Red will be lucky to gross $1.5 million. But now that parents know Disney is a threat to their children, it's all coming apart. And it's not only re-releases like Turning Red and Soul. Disney has had four, first-run animated films flop in a row: Elemental, Wish, Lightyear, and Strange World. Only abusive and negligent parents expose their children to the obscenity Disney has become. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.